Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Oh my goodness, we are so excited to be doing a podcast.
We've wanted to do a podcast for a long time.
A
we've
very always long said time.
It. We've kind of never really had anything to talk about because
no.
I mean, we've only just kind of our lives have only just got exciting.
This is literally it. Like, if we're gonna get real here, we've never had boyfriends. We've barely ever dated.
We don't know how to do a podcast. Like, we're a bit useless.
Yeah.
So we've never dated. We've also never, like, we're 19. So we've never gone travelling, been away from our parents. So this podcast is basically going to be us telling you about all of our experiences.
Yeah.
This year we're doing a gap year. So we're basically going to different cities and countries for like a month at a time,
mm-hmm.
meeting people, we're going on dates, we're
learning life
shopping.
Lessons.
Life lessons, as in going for dinners and shopping.
Yeah, literally, that's all we do.
And going on dates.
But we've learned like so much about ourselves, dating, about men and boys, what we like, what we don't like.
We went to all girls' schools as well, yeah. So we've just not really dated much.
No.
Not really had much experience in
that
with
field.
Males.
Literally, no experience with males at all.
So. Yeah, this podcast is us sharing our experiences.
All the tea you guys are going to hear today is like everything that we've wanted to tell you, but we've refrained from because we're like, it's too...
Yeah,
the tea is too piping hot.
Right, so we do YouTube, as you probably know.
Yeah, we're Grace and Grace, by the way. You guys are new here.
Yeah, our names are Grace and Grace.
Yeah.
Best friends since we were 12.
Yeah.
But we'd never know really like where to share these stories.
Yeah.
So a podcast is the perfect place. And then we can also ask you guys what you have in this experience, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So like, for example, today's topic is the ick.
Yeah.
But we'll get onto that.
All about the ick. But yeah, we are so excited about this podcast, Every Blonde Needs a Brunette.
Yep, that's the name.
Yeah, just basically like two best friends that have never dated
and
on a gap year,
exactly.
Experiencing boys and men and teaching you guys the life lessons we have learned and also just like chatting with you guys and getting your opinion.
Yeah, getting
it.
What you guys, your experiences too.
Yeah.
So we're going to have an email that you can email in any...
of like your experiences with the topic.
Yeah, because we'll always put the topic for next week's podcast on our story. So mm-hmm. you can email and send in your experience and we can read it out.
We're just so excited for this podcast to start.
I think, as well, we just chat so much shit.
Like, we really do.
And we always have to crop it out of YouTube videos. Because I feel like it's not acceptable to have a YouTube video...
an hour long.
No, it's not. But with this, it is.
We finally are allowed.
We can just sit here and...
yeah, spill all the
tea. Say whatever we want.
The stories you guys will be getting on this podcast are going to be something else.
Because in our vlogs, if you watch them, you're always so invested in any boy dramas, any dates we go on. Not even just boys, just even like, say we go to, I don't know, I'm going to give a random place. So we go to like the south of France. You guys can ask us questions about the south of France, about the fashion there. Like, do you know what I mean?
It's all things travel as well.
Yeah,
it's not just boys.
It's going to be travel, fashion and boys. We can talk about like...
the Holy Trinity.
Yeah, the Holy Trinity.
Literally, all our life is about.
Yeah.
Literally,
and maybe
that's
food.
It. And maybe a bit of food as well. Literally. But we've honestly wanted to do this podcast for the longest time.
And I think now is the right time to do it.
Yeah, I mean, we're like coming into adolescence now. And I feel like...
we're adults.
We're adults.
Literally, we're nearly 20.
We're 20 this year.
That's such an horrible thought.
That's disgusting. But I literally still feel 15.
I am excited to enter my 20s.
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing we'll talk about when we do.
Oh my goodness. There's just so much to talk about.
So, like, to start with, like, this year it is going to be about travel, but of course different things are going to happen in our lives, like, that we can talk about on the podcast.
Exactly. I'm just honestly so excited. I feel it's a real new chapter. And we are just spilling, like, all the tea that we can't spill on YouTube, but we feel like it's too, like, or piping hot.
We can't spill it. More just, like...
We don't. We're too scared.
And also, we don't know where to spill it. Like, you can't really do it in, like, a... You can't spill the tea in a vlog, can you, really?
No, not at all.
We've kind of been saving some stories.
Oh, my God. There are
podcast.
Some stories that have been saved.
Today's episode, we're actually going way back to September of 2021.
Yeah.
And it's... February 2022 right now, so we've said this story has been
in our marinating.
Yes,
it's been in the
story
oven.
We've kept in our heads.
Yeah,
we've had to, like, we've been itching to tell you.
I know, we, like, sat down with a bottle of Whispering Angels the other night, we had to like brainstorm what happened in Barcelona.
We was like, how do you do a podcast? What, like, I listened to a couple, but I was like, how do you, like, structure it so that it makes sense? And, like, I don't know. We sat down and we were like, right, so we had to plan it all. What happened here? We need, like, themes for each episode.
I know.
We probably will.
It's just such a new experience for us, and it's just so exciting.
Like, it's weird now because, like, I'm used to
staring at a camera.
We're looking at each other because we're sat here with microphones.
Yeah.
They're pink as well.
I know.
I feel like Hannah Montana.
Same. I literally feel like I should start singing into it.
I want to sing into it, but you wouldn't want to hear that.
For anyone that, like, also doesn't really know us, so we're two best friends called Grace and Grace. I know. Same name.
We hear it every time. Oh my God.
You have the same name. Easy to remember.
I sounds like really shook by it.
I know.
We went to Italy. Like, no, someone was really suspicious of this man. He kept
he didn't believe us.
He was like, you're both called Grace.
And, like, get over it.
And you're both born in November.
It's like, yes, we are. Thank you for that.
Get used to it.
And we met when we were literally like 11 or 12.
We met in school, secondary school.
Yep. Started best friends. Started a YouTube channel.
We've been around on the internet since we were like 12.
Yeah. And now we're 19. As Grace said, we went to an all-girls school, so we've had no experience really dating. We were actually scared of boys for most of our teen life.
I think I was scared of boys up until I was like... This sounds so embarrassing, but you're getting all the tea on this podcast. I was scared to talk to a boy until I was like 16. I'm not even joking.
I'm not even joking. I think mine was 17 or 18. I shouldn't admit that.
No, actually, do you know what? Probably same. Like, I would only be able to speak to a boy, this is going to sound so bad, if I'd had a couple drinks.
No, but it's still the same way. I still need like a bit of wine if I want to speak to a boy.
I get so nervous to go on a date.
I remember my first day of college, they put me next to a boy. I nearly had a panic attack.
Us looking at each other like our names were on the tape on a boy table. We were like, "Oh my God, are those boy names?"
No, I literally nearly had a heart attack.
We signed up for fashion college, thinking.
Yeah, we went to fashion college
in London, so not far from here actually.
No,
our studio's near Oxford Street.
Yeah, and it
how
was
cool that we have a studio.
I know, and it was on Oxford Street, and it was a really, really good experience. But nothing compares to what this gap year has like taught us and the life lessons we've learned.
And it's also like we're meeting people from different countries.
Yeah.
And like...
It's just really widened our horizons.
It really has.
Like we've gone from like an all-girls school, a Catholic all-girls school.
Oh my God,
Catholic. A very, very strict school.
Yeah, it was so strict.
Barely could do anything.
And they'd make you wear like these skirts. It was so...
We had a hideous uniform.
It was absolutely hideous.
We went from that to like doing this gap year. It's just been a whole... 180.
I think it's made us grow up a lot.
Oh my God.
It's really made us grow up a lot, I think.
So like, so that's a bit about us. And the podcast name, Every Blonde Needs a Brunette, is because, so I'm Grace Shadrack, the one currently speaking, I am blonde.
We can never dye our hair, basically.
No, and Grace Foley.
I'm brunette.
She's brunette. So that's where the podcast name came from.
It's kind of like this, I feel like that was a saying back in like,
I think
2012.
Like on Tumblr.
Every blonde needs a brunette best friend.
No, it literally was.
It is a bit of a Tumblr.
It's a bit of a Tumblr name quote.
A bit 2012.
We're kind of throwing it back with our podcast name.
We're bringing like the Tumblr quotes.
I think it's cute though, because we're like two best friends.
Yeah.
We're different, but we're
like,
we have different styles. I'm like a bit more...
We're kind of opposite.
Edgy. Grace is more like classic. I hate using that word because I used to get bullied for saying I was edgy. But Grace is more like classic. I did. I used to be like on the internet, I'd be like, yeah, I'm edgy. Because it was like edgy versus girly best friends. And everyone was like, you're not edgy. And now I've had like PTSD from saying I'm edgy.
No, I think you just wear like more bold colours.
Yeah.
And then bold things. And then I wear like just beige. So
yeah. But we love our podcast name. We hope you guys love it.
Yeah.
We've been so excited to reveal it to you guys.
We really wanted to like ask you guys what you thought of it, but we was like, we probably shouldn't, because then like, I don't know, we just didn't want to...
We don't want to spoil it.
No, we didn't want to spoil it, so... But we did kind of want your opinion, so I mean, I'm sure we'll find out what you guys think.
Oh, God.
I'm ready for the comments.
I bloody hope
it's
you guys like it.
It's not 2012.
Oh, my God, stop. I know, everyone's going to be like so shook that we haven't used our names in the podcast. Like Grace Squared or Grace Podcast.
You know what? I was thinking, like, is it a bit of a missed opportunity? Not us not using Grace, but then that's in our YouTube name, so we don't...
Yeah, we're Grace really, and Grace
we
on
want
YouTube.
Something different for the podcast and set it apart from...
Yeah.
And but what about the cover photo as well? We had a shoot for that.
Oh my God, guys. We don't do anything so half-assed.
We've never really done a shoot for like... And we have done shoots before actually, but not for something. If that makes sense. Like not.
It was so much fun. We like trotted up to Bond Street.
In our heels. And
like minus two weather.
We wanted it to be like... Yeah, it was so
It's
hot.
Freezing.
I don't know. We wanted it to be like, describe us.
Yeah.
So like really extra pink outfit.
Like, the whole vibe of this podcast is, like, pink and black. Like, you know, Material Girl, like, Sex
we
the
wanted
City.
To call it that was already a podcast. Material Girls.
I'm watching now and now, boobs. I don't even know the words.
Material Girl.
But that's actually us. Like, all we do is shop, eat, and travel. That's our lives.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're just also, like, two awkward teen girls, like, trying to navigate our lives in the dating world.
But we don't want this podcast to just be about boys.
No.
We're
going to
talk
not
about,
what life's
no,
about.
No, that's not what life's about.
We're going to be talking about everything, like the different beauty standards in different countries, like how we've felt like growing up on social media. Like there's so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, there's so many different things that we can talk about. And if there is anything you want us to talk about, then obviously
email our podcast.
Let us know, DM us on the podcast Instagram.
Yes.
Because we've made one of those.
Yes.
It's weird because like we're recording this like a long time before it's going to probably come out.
Like, so, like right now it's not public, we have a podcast.
We've not even posted like a cut, something's coming post.
No.
We've not even like
posted like get ready,
like,
something's
you guys haven't
coming
seen the shoot. You guys don't know what's going on. You're probably really confused though, because we've been posting like, send us emails about getting the ick, send us emails about a language barrier,
and no one knows what
you're
it's for,
like,
no one
yeah,
knows what it's
like,
for
what the hell. So
it's just I'm just so excited, this is finally up and we're finally doing our first episode.
Oh my God,
it is so exciting, honestly. I'm just so excited. And this podcast is just going to be like us just chatting shit for like
hours.
So we are back and we are here to start talking about
Barcelona.
So we went to Barcelona. That was our first trip.
Yeah. So like, do we consider it the gap part of the
well,
gap year?
Well, we only went for a week. It wasn't really part of our gap year, but so much happened.
Oh my God,
that if
like,
we didn't talk about it, it'd be such a waste.
Oh my God, right. So where do we even start? Oh no,
let's just
first
talk.
Of all, we're talking about Barcelona. So Barcelona, we loved it. It was like, it was a city that had like everything you could want. It has a beach. It has like
shopping,
but it also has nice like tapas bars and it's sunny.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can go on a holiday and you can go and sunbathe and go to like rooftop pools. Mm. And rooftop parties.
It was so
but
cool.
But then you can also have like the city break, so like go to shops
and
do all that.
It was like London, but by a beach.
London, yeah, on water.
On water.
And with
the
nice,
city on water.
With nice weather.
Oh my God, it was just incredible. Like,
it was such a nice trip. And we didn't want to come home, did we? We literally
were
like,
going to
extend it
because so much happened, which we'll get into a bit later
so
in the podcast.
Funny.
But
yeah, we loved Barcelona. The food was good.
Yeah.
There were so many, like, well, we'll say, probably say this about every city we go to, but you know, when you just see, like, icons walking around, like, really stylish Spanish ladies.
Yeah.
Like, what would we say the style was like there?
I mean, obviously, because it's a hot country, I would say it's more, like, relaxed.
Yeah, I think it was quite relaxed.
To other places we've been. But the shopping was absolutely fabulous.
Oh, my God. The Zara.
The Zara. We
the
nearly
don't
had a
even
heart attack when we saw
Zara.
That bloody Zara, didn't we? We literally like fell on the floor.
It was just something else. Because Zara is Spanish, isn't it? So I think that was the biggest Zara in the world, probably.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it had like all these pillars. It had like, the roof was like a big dome.
It was incredible.
It was a beautiful, it was like a monument.
Yeah, it was. It was like a museum.
It was a beautiful Zara. Like they had like mannequins.
Yeah. It was incredible.
And you know what was bad? We didn't actually buy anything.
No.
Because we were like, we felt the pressure to buy something.
And we just didn't.
But we didn't.
No.
Which was weird, but
And the good other, like, account. Yeah, good for bank accounts. The other, like, incredible thing with Barcelona, probably my favourite thing, was the clubbing. The clubs.
Oh my God. Why in were the Barcelona clubs so good? That made us love clubbing, because before that, like, I would always have to drag Grace to the clubs because she just didn't enjoy
clubbing. I don't like clubbing in London. I'm saying it. It's a controversial opinion, but I don't
like
it.
Maybe we've just been to the wrong clubs on the wrong days.
We've been to Rain. That's it.
That's it, really. So, see, you've only been to one club, so...
Yeah, but Barcelona clubbing, all the clubs were, like, on the beach.
It was such a
vibe. It was so good.
We did make a friend in Milan, and she was from Barcelona, and she said that no one actually from Barcelona goes to the beach clubs.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Very strange.
Like, you wouldn't think that, would you? I thought that that was a strip of clubs to go to. But we thought the clubs were so good there. Like,
the clubs were incredible.
And
just the vibe. Like, imagine a club on a beach.
On a beach with a beach view. And before, like, all of them have, like, restaurants.
Yeah.
So you can sit outside and have, like, a beach view, eat your dinner, then go straight into the club.
I absolutely loved
it. It was so much fun.
I mean, would we move to Barcelona? No.
Probably not, just because we're not beachy girls, really, are
we?
No,
we're not.
We're not.
We just look rough on a beach. We were saying this.
We were saying, like, we just...
We would never do a date on a beach.
Look so...
We don't have that, like, beach look. Do you know what we're on about?
A beachy vibe. Like, they just look so put together on the beach.
I just look like a mess. I look like a mess.
No, my bun is all, like, lopsided. My hair goes frizzy. My fake tan goes patchy because I put sun cream on. It's just not a vibe. And then I go red like that. Like, yes. I don't tan. So I just look like a tomato.
It's not the vibe.
It's really
it's
not
the
vibe.
The vibe. Stop! No, that's literally what I feel like.
And, like, do you know what else as well? I don't like going in the sea. I don't like having...
We're scared of the animals down there.
I don't like having, like...
Fish.
And, oh my God, you know when you get, like, seaweed caught around your leg and it, like...
Have a heart attack.
You have a heart attack because you think it's, like, something trying to eat you.
Yeah.
Or, like, when you look down and there's all fish around you. Oh, it gives me shivers.
We actually did do a date on the beach.
I mean, these boys invited us. Well, we're going to tell you about, like...
About the boys,
about
but...
About them and what happened.
A little sidetrack.
But, like, we did... We said we'd never go on a date on a beach again, but, like, we did have. That. We've been there,
but I think that's why we'd never do it again, off. Because of how that went.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it was just a company.
You know, no, but you know what I'm on about. Oh.
You can't tell that.
We can't tell that story, but I'll just say that, like...
It's too embarrassing. Something really embarrassing
happened to Grace on that beach. Oh, that sounds really suspicious.
It's like
the fishing trip. It's not that suspicious, but it sounds... No, I feel like you've got... No, I feel like you have to say, because that sounds happened.
Should we just say it? Are we going to say it now or in the second segment?
I think say it now, because it's actually nothing to do with
this is... Fun fact about me is that every time I go on a date, whether the date goes well or badly, like, something embarrassing always happens to me.
Always.
So it makes for good content on this podcast, because going on a date means there's going to be a new story. Like,
exactly.
I'm not even joking. Every single date, mm-hmm. something happens. And, I mean, I can't help it.
It's just who you are.
It's who I am. I do something embarrassing.
But what happened? So, this is my favourite story, and I still laugh about it to this day. It's evil that I laugh about this.
You've brought this up. Like, I need to try and make you embarrassed, because there's no embarrassing stories.
But we can't talk about a beach date and not mention this. So just a little backstory. You are going to hear more about these boys in the next part of this podcast. But we went on a date with two boys to the beach.
And we went in the sea with them. And then, like, we came out of the sea. Like, I went under the water and stuff. So, like, we came out of the beach and, like, oh, you guys will know this. Like... You know, sometimes you go in the sea and you get, like...
You get what? Go on, Grace. Finish your sentence.
Grace, I literally hate you for this. I don't want to tell the story. So, basically, there was a bit of snot on...
It happens to all
my
of
upper
us.
Lip. It happens to the rest of us. A little... And, well, can we just... It wasn't green. It wasn't, like, ugly.
It was a
spot.
Nice white colour.
It was just a little bit, like, just you know, a drizzle on my upper lip.
I think it's something to do with the water, because I feel like when you go in a pool, this happens.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. It just, it was there, and I didn't know about it.
I was trying to signal to Grace.
Grace was trying to do this, like,
and she just thought I had like a problem with my nose.
Yeah, I was like Grace, what is she doing?
I just kept rubbing my nose.
Has she got an itchy nose or something? I was thinking if she keeps doing that, she's going to end up with like
knocking it off.
Yeah,
but I was trying to signal to her that she had like this situation,
and then I didn't pick up the signal.
No, you did not.
No, because this bit is too iconic.
The worst.
So I don't. I can't wait. Do we need to use the nickname? We've given them nicknames. We've given every single story time about a boy.
Yeah,
every
we don't want to get into these boys too much. It's more because they're going to be the next bit.
Okay, so the boy basically said, oh, we might come out with you.
We might not. We're not sure kind of
thing. We're not sure. And then he was like, I'll have to convince...
My friend.
And I went, you won't need convincing. Because I knew the boy liked me.
Yeah.
But like, I said that in a really cocky way. I was like, he won't need convincing.
You're like, he won't need convincing. Like that.
No, don't.
Well, she had.
It was so cocky. This guy. Like, he won't need convincing. I had this, this like massive booger on my upper lip.
Like thing of snot. Just on her upper lip.
And Grace never lets me live it down.
No, like, because it is one of the best moments of my life.
Thing as well. Like, Grace has nothing embarrassing. Like, no. She's not done anything embarrassing that I can be like, well, remember when this happened to you?
No.
I can't throw it back because she doesn't do anything embarrassing.
But it's like the worst thing you could have said with that snot on your nose was like, oh, he won't need convincing to take me on a date.
It was so cocky. But to be fair, like, I looked at myself, like, on my phone, like, before... Because they went off and we were there, and Grace was like, Grace, I need to tell you something. Grace is like, I have something to tell you. I was like, what?
She's like, you actually have a booger on your upper lip.
You've got a whole like building on your nose. There's been a storm.
Like, Grace, something really bad's happened here.
It still makes us laugh because it was like the way she went.
He won't be convincing.
It's like someone was giving me karma for being cocky. It was like, they thought, this girl pretty. Needs to be knocked yeah. down a peg.
I thought, you think you're pretty, let's just put a massive veil of snot on you. See how you deal with that.
We're saying a massive veil, guys. It was not a lot. It wasn't green.
It was a lovely, like, white colour.
It was the nicest, you know, it could look.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it was just the funniest thing.
And Grace was... funny for you. Funny for someone over there, not for me.
But I will say, they met us again. So they couldn't have been that grossed out with Grace's snot. But that's just like why we don't go on... that. I think that is the reason we don't want to ever do a beach date again. Because
of the upper lip.
Like, I will never put my head in water in case, like...
Why did we do that? And we got our hair wet as well.
Because we were trying to be beachy.
Yeah, we were trying to be... And they was Australians. So we were like, oh my God.
We're like, oh my God, H2O.
We literally thought we was on H2O. Like, we were like, oh my God, like... They've probably seen all these beachy Australian girls.
Like, we have to get our hair wet.
We have to be one.
Yeah, we have to swim the water like mermaids. And then that happened. That put us right back into reality.
No, that literally knocked us down a peg.
A few pegs.
No, more than one peg.
A few pegs. I'm glad that happened to you, though. No offence, because I don't think I could have, like, moved on with
my
life.
No, Grace would not have met
I wouldn't have seen them again.
What, so you're saying I should be more embarrassed than I was?
No, I think it's iconic.
But I just don't really... I mean, I didn't really like him that much anyway. Yeah. I didn't really care. And it wasn't like the guy that, like, liked me saw that. It was just the other guy, so yeah. I didn't really care. Yeah, but it was... No, I was mortified. I was more mortified because of what I'd said. Like, if it had just been...
If it just been chilling there, it wouldn't have been a big deal. But it's the cocky sentence that came with the bogey. Do you know what? Of course.
The title of this podcast could be Bogey.
Bogey disaster.
I'll stop that. No, it could be Bogey.
Bogey disaster. We can't.
Bogey disaster and ick. Because that could have given them the ick. We're talking about what gives us the ick in this episode, but like, that could we've got to think. Like,
yeah.
He might tell this to his, you know, all his friends.
Yeah, what, like, put you off a girl? She had this thing of snot on her nose. Do you know what's so funny? This is our first episode and we've just done a massive bogey story.
No, I don't think any of you are going to listen again. I don't think any of you are going to, like, I mean, you're probably... I don't even know. It's probably put you right off.
I know.
It's probably made you feel sick.
But like, if I had people talking about bogeys,
then I think I wouldn't listen again. This probably put you all off, to be honest.
This is the realness of our podcast. Okay, so what else about Barcelona?
What else is there to talk about?
It's actually really small, Barcelona. Like, it's
small,
not,
but like,
it's not that big.
There's like loads of big roads. Like,
yeah,
the road we had to take to the beach was
yeah.
Oh, that sounds really, that's like a really weird detail, I remember.
Do you know what else really makes me laugh? We just got Ubers everywhere, and then we met our friend who's actually from Barcelona. She said it's incredibly dangerous.
No, she was like, it wasn't even Ubers, it was cabs. She was like, use cabs. Oh, yes. Used cabs and you went to the beach, you were like asking for trouble and we were fine.
Yeah, but maybe that's just because we're so oblivious, but we were like chilling.
I mean, it did feel a little bit like, I mean, I wouldn't say it felt rough on the beach. Like, if you left, I did leave the club like to go outside for a bit.
Yeah.
And like, there was a couple of like sketchy people trying to like come up to you. I don't know if they, what they were trying to do, but I don't feel, I mean.
No, because this is a big thing.
And we were told we stayed on the roughest bit as well. So
where did we stay?
La Ramblas.
Apparently that's a dodgy thing, which is nice.
But, you know, we've survived.
But we're here. I will say, like, a huge thing about us travelling is obviously if we feel like the place is safe.
Yes, we always like do a lot of research before booking like an apartment or booking.
And do you feel Barcelona felt safe?
I wouldn't say I felt, if I was, right, so say, let's imagine the only three places we've ever been are Milan, Italy, and...
Yeah, I mean, if you're new here, that's the three places we've been.
Barcelona and Paris.
Yeah.
I would say I felt the least safe out of the three.
Same.
But I wouldn't say I felt at threat or at danger.
Yes.
Maybe that's just because we heard the most bad stories about Barcelona. Like, we'd heard that, like...
Muggings.
Everyone snatches your bags and everyone, like,
hide your phone.
So we did that. We were, like, clutching at our bags.
If I had to, like, Google Maps something, I'd be like, shit myself.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, I can't use Google Maps.
So I wouldn't say I felt...
I mean, to be honest, we spent most of our time walking around with boys.
No, shut up.
So I felt pretty safe.
Yeah, we was with like hot boys the whole time. Hot strong boys.
Yeah. I knew they could take anyone.
They would like look after us.
Out of the three places we've been, I probably felt less safe in Barcelona. But I think that's because it's like a party
I wasn't
place.
Like scared.
No, I wasn't worried for my life. Like, I was kind of chill. And we had nothing bad happen to us in Barcelona. Did we?
Apart from the bogey situation.
Apart from the bogey, nothing else. But I mean, like, safety wise, nothing got stolen.
No, we
didn't get mugged.
But maybe we were just lucky.
I think we're just so oblivious.
Yeah, but surely.
Surely then that would end in a mugging. Or maybe they know, oh my god, those girls look really like hardcore. We can't mug them.
Yeah, they look scary.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm scared of those two blonde and brunettes walking around. Maybe that's it.
Who knows? But
if you had to like describe Barcelona in three words, what would you say?
Beachy.
Beachy. I'd say like club, wild. Like our time in Barcelona, I'd say like clubbing.
Yeah, I would say it's
wild.
Oh my god, the bars. They have some of like the best bars in the world. Yes. We went to this one and it was like
rooftop. That
oh my
one.
God. No, yeah, that one. But they also had that one with the different cocktails, and it was like it had this sign outside of it and it said it's the top on the top list of bars in the world.
The bars are incredible.
Yeah.
And just it's also a uni city, so like the amount of like uni students.
Yeah, I think it's quite a young city.
It's
actually
a very young city. It's a uni place, really.
Everyone rides around on Vespas.
Oh, I love
and
that.
There's loads of ice cream shops.
Yeah.
And tapas bars,
yeah,
and wine bars, and it's just a good vibe, isn't
it's
it?
Such a good vibe,
and like it's quite chilled. I really like Barcelona, and so, we might go back this year actually.
Yeah, we're actually planning a
girls trip because I think it's a really good place to go on a girls holiday.
Yeah, you get everything.
You do. You get a mixture of everything, and it's not like too party-y. You can have a break during the day from the partying, and then you can. Well, I mean, there's boat trips. We're going to be talking about
a boat trip. But there's just so much to do. We love Barcelona and we'll be back this summer.
We're going back this summer. Yeah. Like, at some point. Maybe even twice. Like, we're going to go back there because we really love it.
Mm.
I love Spain. Like, I just love Spanish foods. I love...
It's everything.
Spanish people.
Yeah. So, I feel like we've told you guys quite a lot about Barcelona.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think, like, any recommendations can we give? Maybe don't stay in the Ramblas because we've been told
it's the dodgiest place.
Yeah, don't stay there. But, I mean,
what was that really good club we went to?
Choco.
That was my favourite.
OPM.
Yeah.
But I think they're all quite similar along the strip.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely go to Barcelona if you're planning a girls' trip.
Yeah.
If you've got a best friend, go there.
It's such a fun place to go on a girls' trip. And you could do like a weekend. I think, like, we went for a week, but I think you could do 4 days or like. Mm-hmm. 3 days, like a long weekend, like yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. So the next part of this podcast is going to be basically like a story from the country of like something quite iconic that happened. So we're going to start the story in this segment and then the ick part will come in to the next bit. So we booked a boat trip.
And it was a really random thing. So I think I asked on Instagram for like recommendations from you guys. So one girl, she put this boat trip thing that you mm-hmm. can book. And it was like a really sketchy link. And I was thinking like,
we thought it was fake. I won't
lie. We bought these tickets and we were like,
we may never get on this
boat. The website looks so sketchy. Like, it looks fake. And we was also like, because I think there was a lot of COVID restrictions at the time.
Yeah, there was.
Because we went there and we had no clubbing dresses because we didn't realise the clubs were even open. Mm. And it turns out they were. So we had to like run to Zara every day and buy dresses.
Yeah.
So anyway, off topic.
We booked this boat trip.
We booked the boat trip. And
this is like literally where it all began. The trip began.
We thought like, I mean, what's going on? So we got there and there was no one there.
No. What? Oh God. What a great recommendation.
And then all of these Americans turn up. So bearing in mind, we're on this boat with all Americans.
Yeah.
It must be like an American company.
Mm.
And we get on the boat, we get a glass of sangria. The options were sangria or beer.
Which like,
so we were like, not very good options, no. But we're going to go with sangria.
We were like downing this like disgusting sangria.
Ugh.
And we spot
the hottest
man. Australian behind the bar.
We didn't know it was Australian. No, first,
but
did we?
Do you know what he looked at?
Oh my God, he looked Australian.
He looked sun-kissed.
He looked like something off of, you know when you can just look at Hollister. Someone and be like, yeah. You know when you just look at someone, you're like, you're Australian. You just know they're Australian.
He looked like a Hollister ad.
Blonde and tan.
Yeah. He was pouring the drinks.
And he had a Hawaiian shirt on, which was his uniform.
And we just...
We were like, how do we speak to him? How do we speak to him? So we went up to him for a drink. I think we actually chucked our first drink away.
We probably just threw it in the ocean.
There's like videos of us on Grace's Vine. And it's us like literally losing our shit over this boy, which is so embarrassing.
It really is.
We were like literally losing our shit. And...
We went over there.
And we were like, hi, can we get a sangria, please?
He was like, what are your girls' names?
He's like, where are you guys from?
And we're like, oh, we're from London.
Yeah, we go London. He's like, oh, cute. And he goes, oh, London, cute.
Yeah. We're going to call him Gary, by the way.
Yeah, we've given him names.
So this is Gary. And we're like, we're obsessed with Gary, this Australian hunk behind the bar.
I can't take his name serious.
And we were like, he asked us our names. We said, oh, we're both called Grace. And then we came back for another drink and he was like, oh, what are your girls' names? We were like, that's really
rude.
Yeah,
he was like, where are you guys from? Again, he must use that one line for a girl.
But needless to say, we were obsessed with Gary. I had videos of Gary.
Absolutely obsessed. Grace was trying to film him. We were like dancing and trying to like
we were like Gary in the background of the video. We would just dance and stare at Gary and hope he'd make eye contact.
Try and seduce him.
Yeah, like our like point on the boat turned from having a nice time to seducing Gary. But then it got even better, didn't it?
Okay, so at the end of the trip, this random guy comes up to me and...
What were we going to call him?
I know, we gave him an...
Was it Steve or something?
It wasn't Steve.
Well, let's just call him Steve.
It was Darren.
Darren.
It was Darren.
Okay. We've got Gary
They
and
really
Darren.
See Gary and Darren. Like, if they were dads, they would really see Gary and Darren.
So... Darren comes over to Grace.
And Darren just starts talking to me. And I didn't know Darren actually... Darren actually worked on the boat as well because I was really confused. He wasn't in the same uniform, but...
As Gary.
For some reason, he just wasn't wearing it. So he was just talking to me and I didn't even clock that he was Australian for some reason. The boat was so loud, I couldn't really hear what he was saying. But long story short, he was saying that there was going to be an after party.
Lads on top of lads.
I think he wanted you around
usual
his house.
Usual behaviour from Darren.
Yeah.
Well,
absolute Darren behaviour.
If we'd known what we know now.
We would never.
There was clearly not an after party ever.
No.
But
Darren's like, you know, why don't we go out? And then Grace is kind of like, oh, my friend likes Gary. And it kind of just turned into like, okay, we're going on a date.
No, I think what happened. No, what happened was I got his Snapchat and then he was like, oh, come to this bar tonight. And then I was like, would your friend be there from the
Gary
boat?
There?
We wanted to check that it was Gary.
Yeah.
Because we were like...
Is Gary going
to
be there?
Like, we had to double check that the friend was Gary.
Yeah.
And
need to say
he was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, he's excited. He'd be like a wink face or something.
So it ended up being like a little four date So us, Darren and Gary, us with our Australian hunks
in this bar,
in
Barcelona.
And to be honest, not a lot happened at the bar.
I mean, it was fun. It was fine.
It was okay.
No red flags, to be honest.
And then we went on an actual like date, the four of us. And that's kind of where this whole ick situation began, like begins.
So
in the next segment, we're going to be discussing
the ick
and how the downfall of the Darren downfall. And Gary, the downfall of the Australian hunks.
I can't.
The men of our dreams, how it all went wrong.
The H2O boys.
Yeah, in the next segment.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, we're back and we're ready to
talk about the ick.
The ick.
Do you know what? This is such a subject, like everyone's about the ick so much.
But like we've experienced it on a massive scale with these two boys.
No, on an extreme scale to the point I thought I'd be illness.
So we go on this date to Xoco, isn't it?
Xoco in Barcelona.
Us four.
And
it starts off, we have a really good time.
No, but they didn't come for food, did they? They just came for drinks at the end. So we look like we've been stood up and then these hot Australians walk in.
They're
wearing like these like nice shirts. They look really hot, really tanned.
Probably one of the highest. I know that's really sad, but when they walked in.
And the thing is, the waiters kept coming over being like, so... Is no one coming then?
Yeah.
Are they not coming?
Like, no, people are coming.
We're like, they are.
Two hot Australian Hollister looking men just walk in and we're like, yes. But like, that lasted very short.
Oh, you might be wondering why they was in Barcelona. They were studying there.
Yeah. So yeah, Darren and Gary walk in. Gary sits next to me, Darren next to Grace. And we start chatting. All's going really well. We're
getting
along.
We've had like two bottles of rosé between us, me and Grace.
Yeah.
So you can imagine, you know.
Conversation's flowing.
And the confidence levels.
Were skyrocketing.
They're kind of reaching the beach level confidence levels with the bogey. Yeah. Like those kind of confidence levels because we'd had a lot of rosé. Yeah.
But we had a really good time. Nothing happened, if you know what I mean.
That gave us the ick.
No, but I mean like nothing happened. Because it's kind of part of the ick. So like... Yeah, we had a really good time. We didn't go back to the houses,
but
what I'm saying.
All I will say is the whole time they would constantly be begging for us to come back to their apartment.
Especially your one, Darren. Darren.
Darren was a pest.
He was like, Darren, come back to my apartment.
Darren, and I did not want to go to his apartment.
I know there was one thing on Darren's mind. Darren. And it was not
Darren
PG.
Darren was after one thing.
And one thing only.
And... You know when just someone's a pest?
Yeah.
And it really does, after a while, give you the ick to a point where I thought I had an illness. I got the ick so badly off him that there was just pressure.
Yeah. But this was... So we like... We didn't see... We saw them about three or four times. But I'd say after the date where we were all there, the four of us, the next day, you literally woke up and you were like, I feel sick.
Because... Something was just wrong. Like
that diagnosis.
That was the ick. That illness was, I was like, I just feel sick. Like I didn't know what was wrong with me.
Darren, all he would talk about
no
was sex.
But so many things are icky about him.
No, but like one of the...
Like he wasn't... Number one, he wasn't nice. He would... He'd say things like, oh, boys only see girls in two ways.
Yeah.
Ones they would... Two categories. One they would date and one they would just sleep with.
He was obsessed and like, with sex.
And then, yeah, like he was...
Which is nothing wrong with that. We're not trying to shame anyone, but all he would talk there about...
There was no gentlemanliness. No. And like, oh, he was just like... Right, this is another thing that gave me the ick about him. He would always be like, oh, when we get married. Bearing in mind, I've met him like 2 days ago. Yeah.
I think he was saying that to smooth you into
sleeping. Yeah, because he thought that I wanted to marry him. Like, no offence, Darren, but...
And just, he kept,
you're not being my hubby.
He just kept going like, please come back to my apartment. Just, come back to my apartment.
Would be related to sex. And it's like...
He was obsessed with
it. Yeah, like he of would course talk we'll talk about that. But like...
And stuff like that. Oh. Just not appropriate for like a formal day.
He was so inappropriate. And like, it was just too much. And like...
It was really too much.
A lot
much.
Of things gave me the ick as well. Like his style gave me the ick. Like...
Yeah. But I think the majority...
The majority thing was the pressure of... Him trying to make me come back to his apartment.
Yeah.
That was off the cards. I did not want to go to his apartment.
No.
Like, no way.
So that's Darren for you. So now we're going to move on to Gary.
So they're both the devils.
They're both the devils
in disguise.
And I hope
they're listening.
The Australian devils. So I really liked Gary, I thought. We actually were like, Gary is an angel.
No, we thought...
We had
like,
it so wrong.
We had this discussion. We were like... Because when I got the ick, I was like, you know what? He's putting so much pressure on it. Something really wrong about Darren.
He's obsessed with sex.
Darren,
he was kind of pressuring Grace to have sex with him, to be honest.
I think he was. And that makes you not want to when you feel
pressure
to. Like, it was just really, like, icky. And, like,
it was just constant.
So many things about him were icky. Like, just the way he'd speak and the way he would dress. Like, I felt so sick. To be honest with you, I knew from the get-go that I didn't like him, but I just saw it as a bit of fun, like to meet up and go for drinks. Like I knew.
And I was obsessed with Gary, let's get real.
I knew from the get-go, like I was nearly knocked the mic over. I was just there for fun's sake and also for Gary's sake. Because Grace really liked Gary.
Okay, so Darren's like, Grace has got the ick from Darren. She's thinking he's obsessed
this
with
is
sex.
No way.
He keeps trying to pressure me to go back to his apartment.
And
I don't want to do it.
He dresses really badly.
Yeah, and I think also Grace was like, I don't really want to meet him again because I know he's going to keep going on about going back to his apartment.
But like, that was off the cards. Like, from the get-go, I didn't want to go to his apartment.
But it's like, just the amount of times he kept going, no, come back to my... It's like, put you
and
off.
He wasn't a nice boy. Like, he would always talk about, like, he was really cocky, actually. He was actually really, really cocky. Yeah. There's so many things that gave me the ick. Anyway,
So Darren's off the cards. We're like, no,
Darren's
no,
a big,
no.
fat no.
So in comparison, Gary's looking like...
An angel.
An absolute
we were like, oh, bless
angel.
Him. We were like, oh, he carried... We thought, this one thing he did and we literally thought he's an angel.
He carried my blazer. That's nothing.
No, that's not that amazing.
No, but I think... Because I was like, oh my God, Gary didn't mention sex once. Like, he's obviously, like, a pure angel. He didn't even think about that. He's such a gentleman. Oh my God,
yeah,
how I had
thought
it
Gary
so wrong.
Was a gent.
So after this date, I don't see Gary again. Gary doesn't message me. Gary doesn't speak to me. Gary ignores me. Gary didn't come meet us again.
Didn't we go to the bar and we thought it'd be like a four thing? So and then Gary just ignored you.
We met again and Gary did not speak to me once. He wouldn't even look at me. And I'm like, what is going on? We had such a good time.
Yeah. Because we just went because it was fun. Like, by that point, I actually did have the ick
off
really
Darren.
Badly. And I just went basically to see Gary because I thought...
She's got to do it for her best friend.
Yeah, exactly. We do these things for each other.
So we were with Darren and we were sat us three and we were like, what happened to Gary? Like, I was kind of like...
What went wrong?
What went wrong?
Why is he ignoring us? He was just...
It all
like,
was going so
other
well.
People at the bar.
And he's like, do you want me to be honest with you? I'm like, go for it. I want to hear what happened to Gary.
What went wrong?
Okay, guys, are you ready for it? He was like, well, I can't even do an Australian accent. He's like, well, the reason Gary isn't really speaking to you is because you didn't sleep with him on the first night.
I don't think he said that. I think he said, like, oh, he was putting in work and he didn't get anything
that
back.
That was it. That's even
That's
worse.
What he said. He was like, oh, he feels like he was putting in loads of work and he wasn't getting anything back. Like, how disgusting is that?
So I went, wait, do you mean emotionally? Do you mean... And he went, no, he was like, no, like you didn't kiss him or sleep with him. Like, he meant sexually. He meant he was putting all this
or
working
like,
and
like
I didn't
sleep
with him.
You weren't touching his leg or something. How
I
weird is
have
that?
Never, like, literally nearly collapsed. I was like, who says, like, who speaks to, about girls, like, I was putting so much work and she didn't sleep
with
me.
Who considers that work? Like, a night out with drink.
That's not work.
As
that's
a boy,
a day.
You should be like, that's not work.
No.
And it shouldn't be like, well, if I go on a date with her, then I might get something. Then that makes the date worth it. You go on a date to enjoy yourself and
not
to have
some
drinks. Not everything has to end in a shag.
And he was like, well, he just thought, you know, he would get something from it. So this Gary ignored me because I did not shag him on the first date. Can we all just... Did anyone hear
like
that?
Gary
right?
said, and the wording as well, I put in loads of work.
And she gave me nothing back.
And I got nothing back.
And you know what he means by that, don't you?
These boys were just vile.
The audacity level.
No, but how vile was that?
They were just both sex obsessed. Like, all they want... Coming back from it, we've kind of realised the only reason they were going out with us was to eventually... sleep with us. Because every single time we'd see them, they would be like, come back to our apartment.
It was constant. A bit beggy as well.
And all they would talk, they all just, like, especially Darren, would only really talk about sex. And then, like, guys, it gets beefier with Gary. So Gary calls Darren. And
this is at the end of, like, the bar thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Gary went.
Yeah. Gary just wouldn't speak to me because
Gary
literally
went home.
So Gary rings Darren and I know Gary's on the phone. I'm like, Darren, pass me the phone because I'm going to speak to Gary. He passes me the phone and Gary's like, oh, I'm really sorry and all this. I just go, what did I say on the phone? I was like, have a nice life.
No, I think you went so you didn't speak to me because I didn't shag you.
Yeah,
I think you said,
I said that. And then he tried to, like, do a weird excuse. And I said, have a nice life. I ended the call.
And then we see a text.
How this is disgusting. So Gary texted Darren and said, bring the girls to our apartment.
Like we're dogs. Objects.
Like we're dogs.
How
bring the girls to
that?
My apartment.
Not invite them.
Why don't you ask the girls if they want to come back? I feel really guilty. I feel really bad. Bring the girls to the apartment.
Yeah, because he was probably thinking... oh, she did like me, so...
Yeah. And I mean, clearly what they want. Like, it was clear what they wanted.
They're literally freaks. I hate them.
Same. Like, well, I don't hate them.
No, I don't. That's a strong word.
But it's just made us real, like... And then even worse, Gary then messaged me on Instagram because I think Darren probably told him how furious I was.
Yeah, because Darren thought he was in with the chance with me. So Darren was like, quick, you need to sort this out,
Gary. You need
Gary,
to message the other Grace.
Because I still want to get her back to my apartment.
Yeah. And all I put was, it's your loss to his message. He was just like, I'm really sorry. And I just put, it's your loss. And I have not spoken. We've both not spoken to either of them since.
And we're going back to Barcelona, so we could run into them. Can
I
you
hope,
imagine
if they've watched this podcast.
They probably will, because they'll see Barcelona. God. They'll be like, oh,
yeah. This was a story that we wanted to tell at the time, but we felt like it was too, like, fresh, and it was too scary that they were going to listen to this.
Yes, and also it's like a new place. So
yeah.
I don't think they even know we have a podcast, so.
The ick we got from them was that it was clear all they wanted from that was sex.
So that was, yeah, that was more just judging of character. But, like, icks can be such small things as well.
Yeah.
But, like,
it's really taught us a lesson of, like, what to look out for.
And also not to waste our time, because, like, we wasted about three nights in Barcelona with these idiots. And there were signs. And we just were like, oh, it'll be fun. Let's just go along. But, like, really, why did we spend that much time with them if we didn't like them?
I don't know.
I don't know why we did that. Like, we spent a lot of our trip with them.
It's sad because I think we were in it just for a nice date and having a fun time, and they were clearly in it for another thing.
But it's sad because also, did they not enjoy the drinks then?
I honestly think the one thing on their mind was sex, because of how often they'd mention it, how often they would say, please come back to our apartment. They were, like, begging us to come back. And the reason, the fact that I got aired by Gary,
he literally
for not shagging
ignored
him.
You.
And Darren literally said to me, it's
he
because
literally
you didn't
told
have sex
you, yeah, because you didn't, he put in work. Like,
yeah.
What?
And I said, what kind of went? It was like, well, you didn't sleep with him. And that's what he expects. Like, I think he literally said that's what he expects on the first date. It's really, like, obviously there's nothing wrong with, like, being open and, like, enjoying that, you know.
No, there's nothing wrong.
Part of your life. But there's also a level of, like, gentlemanly and, like, being a gentleman. And I think it's, the ick here
because
was...
Because also, it works both ways. If we were to treat a boy like an object, so we're like, come over.
And pressuring them.
They wouldn't like that either.
No.
It works both ways.
The ick here
have,
was like...
respect and, like, also get to know people before you...
Yeah. It's been a real life lesson. Like,
can I?
The ick here was, like, them pressuring us to come to their apartment. To me, that was icky because I was like, that's weird that you're pressuring... Like, begging me to come to your apartment. I don't want to do that.
I
and like how they're the only thing on their mind is sex. To me, that's icky now.
It's so icky. I mean, fair enough. If it is on your mind, keep it to your mind.
Yeah.
Don't be begging people. Like,
no. Really... Especially to girls you've just met on a boat.
It's like really embarrassing.
It's like the next day that they were begging us. So.
It's really embarrassing, actually.
Those are the icks that we got from these Australian
boys. I'm sure
boys.
There's going to be more situations where we get icks.
Yeah, but I think that was our first experience.
Of the ick. Especially on a serious Grace. Level. Because, guys, when I tell you I felt physically sick, like...
She thought there was something wrong with her. She thought ate something.
I thought I had an illness. I think I might have even taken my mum.
It was just Darren.
I feel really sick. It was just him.
It was just the constant pressure of like doing something that we weren't comfortable with.
Oof.
So we really learned a lot from that trip, I think.
So are we going to go on to the next segment?
Yeah, so that's our ick.
But now it's time to read out yours because some of yours are hilarious.
Okay, guys, we're back and it's time to read out your icks.
I am so excited.
Yeah.
Grace has picked these ones out, so some of these are going to be fresh to my ears.
Well, starting with it, I actually asked you guys how many of you got the ick. What do you think the percentage of yes is?
I think it's going to be a lot. I think it's going to be like 98%.
92%.
Wow.
I thought it'd be higher.
Lucky to the 8%.
That 8%, you're lucky.
You're winning.
But I kind of thought it'd be 100%. Like, I think
everyone
gets
the ick. Even if you've had, like, a long-term boyfriend, something they would have done would have given the ick, but you'd still be with them, you know? Like, everyone does icky things.
I was surprised it wasn't as high. I thought it'd be higher than that. But let's get into reading your icks, because these are too much. Okay. Someone said, my most recent ick was when the guy I was seeing had a shower at mine and he accidentally used my Femme Fresh shower gel.
No. No.
How would he not know what Femme Fresh is?
Call the police. Surely it says underneath, like, vagina gel.
Vagina gel. I don't think it does, though.
I mean, has he not heard of it?
Clearly not.
Is his mum not told? I mean, I don't think his mum.
I doubt his mum's going to sit him down and be like, son, I have a life lesson for you. Femme Fresh.
Okay, maybe not. I mean, can we blame him?
I mean, we can't blame
him. If it
him.
Looks like shower gel.
It looks like shower
but that
gel.
That would give you the ick because something... I mean, to be honest, it probably is shower gel just with less like...
It's less...
Preservatives or
like
something.
Less pH or something like that.
Yeah, like not...
But that is like the...
No, that is an ick.
That's a classic example of the ick. Because it's like, he didn't do anything wrong, but it's just like...
It's like he's put that all over it. And it's like...
that's a good one. Okay, this one is something I feel like this would ick me out as well. Last year, I slept with a guy and everything was fine until a few weeks later, he posted a picture of his feet at the beach, all covered in sand, and I cancelled our next hookup because I teared up at the sight of his knobbly parsnip toes.
I love the description.
Hate
knobbly parsnip
feet.
Toes.
I hate feet more than anything in this world.
That is so funny. No, but knobbly parsnip toes. I love that description.
She cancelled their next hookup because of his knobbly parsnip toes.
She cried at the sight of them. They brought her to tears.
No, guys, this is actually a genuine concern I have because I have the worst feet, so don't
like
I?
Knobbly
no, they're not knobbly parsnip toes, but I have a big size foot.
So what's the worry? Like,
the worry is that I'll never get a boyfriend because I have knobbly parsnip toes. Well, no, I don't. Let's not spread rumours.
Grace Shadrack has knobbly parsnip toes.
Pass the word. No, but that is like, I don't think I ever look at boys' feet, actually, now I think about it. Like, even though we went on a beach date, I didn't, like, look at Darren and Gary's feet. And they were like, hold on a second.
No, why does I feel like that's something they would do, though? Because they're, like, Australian beachy boys that, like, take pictures of their feet, like, with the sand on it.
Like, these girls don't have the Australian feet that we're used to. I feel like they would so do that. Okay, this one I had to put in. Grace has already heard this, but one of you actually emailed this to our manager and she got this email through.
It was on our email that like our manager gets. It was a different
one. Oh my
God.
The fact that she got this through on her inbox makes me crease. It says, I had a crush on this guy and my friend asked, do you know what he did? Obviously I said no. And she said he sneezed and farted at the same time. So now they call him Snarty. That is exactly what would put me off the boy. exactly what put me off a boy. If I was dating a boy and you're like, Grace, do you not know around the block he's called Snarty? I would break up with him immediately.
This rumour could be fake. Poor Darren. I'm using Darren as a name.
This poor boy is known as Snarty, and did it even happen? Because that's a talent. If you fart and sneeze at the same time, you're talented.
It could be a fake rumour.
I think
he's been tarnished. He's been robbed of a date.
I'm thinking justice for this boy right now.
Justice for Snarty.
Okay, this is a bit of a longer one. It was our second date and he took me to a rooftop bar and everything was going okay until he started ordering like 6 shots to the table. An hour later, you could see how drunk he was and he started dancing around the lamppost. Then he started doing cartwheels down the road and on the way home, and I blocked him immediately.
Why is it something we would do? We would literally block them in their presence.
And then she ended it with, hope he got home okay. That would put me off a boy.
No, but why is that something I can imagine us doing at the date going so badly and so icky that we've literally blocked them before
you
we went home?
Darren.
Oh yeah, I've blocked Darren because he made me feel sick.
I've kept him because I like to see what's going on.
Yeah, but I don't like that he can see what we're doing.
No,
I don't like he has access.
I kind of
like block him, please.
No, but imagine if Darren started doing cartwheels.
But he probably would do that. Like he's, no, he has that energy.
I feel like there's something I would do. I feel like I would get really
drunk.
You
would do a cartwheel?
No, I do that. I dance when I get drunk. I do definitely dance.
When I get drunk, I just knock over chairs and I can't walk properly.
Yeah. No, this is definitely something that I would do. But yeah, I do get how a boy doing a cartwheel and dancing around a lamppost could be icky.
That is extremely icky.
Literally.
Have we got any more?
We've got a couple more. This is a bit of a smaller one. One ick is when the boy that I liked asked for a scrunchie in school. What was he scrunching?
Oh my God, I'm thinking he's got luscious locks.
See, that's Grace's type.
No.
She would have handed that scrunchie over in minutes.
I don't really mean long enough. It would have been at hand, Rosie.
She would have whipped that scrunchie out quicker than you can say quick.
It would have been on my wrist, like ready.
She'd be like, sure,
with the long hair.
Sure, do you want me to do your hair for you? She loves long hair.
No, I don't like long hair enough for a scrunchie to be right around it. I like long hair where it's like, kind of, you know, like, slick back, like jet, like at the, you know, it's like posh boy hair. That's what
yeah,
I
that's
like.
What she likes. So this wouldn't give you the ick, would?
Probably would give me the ick a little bit.
Just the thought of him wearing like my Primark
scrunchie.
No, if
it was like, yeah, maybe if it was just a normal hairband, I wouldn't.
Yeah, but like, why does he want a scrunchie?
Maybe the fact that he's asking people for one, like just if he just whipped out of his bag and yeah. put his hair in a little man bun, then that's not that icky.
No, but I think. But like, if a boy came to me and said, "Can I have a hair headband?"
Because he's asking for it.
No, but literally, imagine a boy comes to me like, "Can I have a scrunchie?" I'd be like,
of all things,
okay.
A scrunchie. Like, if it was a normal hairband, maybe I would be a bit, yeah. But a scrunchie.
A scrunchie is so specific.
Is probably going to be like pink as well.
It's just very
or like
specific.
Rose gold. I feel like scrunchies are always like funky colours. So he's going to be walking around with like a rose gold scrunchie. Yeah. He's obviously comfortable with his masculinity.
I'd be like, I want that scrunchie back. I hate giving things out.
They can cost quite a bit of money.
They cost about £3.
The cute scrunchie is worth about £3.
I'd be like, give me that at the end of the day.
He wouldn't be getting a scrunchie off me, to be honest.
No.
Not if they're £3.
Not if they're £3. We have one more, and this one I had to include because, again, this would happen to me. I kissed a boy who had, like, 30 minutes before eating KFC, and I'm vegetarian. He tasted exactly like chicken gravy. Was not good. Do you know what? That's new fear unlocked. Like kissing a boy and they taste like a full-on meal.
But then if you've been on a date, if you've been on like a nice, I don't know, a sushi date, because I feel like sushi tastes a bit funky.
Mm.
Like if you've been on a nice date that tastes of food, then
you're going to taste of it.
But my question is, did you not eat on the date?
Like, well, they went KFC.
Yeah, but was the girl not eating chicken too?
She's a vegetarian. Imagine being a vegetarian and...
And you've got...
Oh, don't. Actually, she makes me want to chunder. I'm actually a fellow vegetarian, and that is new fear unlocked.
No, just the thought of someone tasting like gravy is really disgusting.
Don't.
Or like...
Like what if...
Oh, I'm going to make you feel sick.
No.
Imagine if there's like bits of the food.
or in your mouth. Do you know what? You always have to take things too far. Well, you get a bit of a KFC meal as well.
Yeah. But she's a vegetarian.
Share bucket for two.
So I call the police. She's had some chicken. She's broken the vegetarianism.
Bit of chicken gets in your mouth.
Don't even.
I didn't ask for a share box.
A bit of breadcrumb.
Oh, don't even. I think it's fair to say, like, most people have icks. I'm sure boys
but
get
do,
so many icks with
we
girls.
We must do icky things. I'm trying to, well, I mean.
I fall downstairs all the time. If I get drunk, I will always fall down upstairs. I dance. Grace screams when she's drunk. Like, instead of talking, she'll just shout.
I shout.
Yeah.
I can't walk in a straight line. I can't.
You laugh just, really loud.
I just can't do anything myself. Like,
she can't like open doors or anything.
I keep nearly telling stories that we're saving for different episodes.
I know.
So I can't.
But yeah, I'm sure we do so much icky stuff, but we just want to share this story time because it has been stuck in our minds.
And like, it's kind of good to get it off our chest because
I feel like
every,
I can breathe.
Every video we're like, I'm Barcelona.
And we're like, finally we can say it. Yeah. Like, finally we can say our opinion. But yeah, we really hope you guys have enjoyed our podcast.
I know.
We've had so much fun filming this first episode with you guys.
I can't believe we're here and we're doing it, to be honest.
So we have another episode coming all about Barcelona, and the topic is...
What is the topic? Oh my God. Okay, right. The topic is something quite beefy, and it is cheating on lads' holidays, yeah, or girls' holidays.
Cheating on lads and like the experience we've had with that subject. Because we do, well, we boy, have do got, we have we a story
have
time.
Got a story for you.
Boy, do we have a story
Some
time.
Might say it's more interesting than this one.
Yeah, it's more probably it's more beefy.
It is. It's
because
more
it's involving cheating.
It is involving cheating.
Yeah, and we've got your guys' story times we and opinions. Have. So we're very excited to film that. So we've got two Barcelonas coming out. So
yes, the Barcelona Diaries.
Barcelona Diaries. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
We hope you want to carry on listening to this podcast every week.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
And
these will be coming out every Monday.
We'll see you next Monday.
See you next Monday for Is It Okay to Cheat?
Well,
girls'
I mean,
holidays,
no,
well, it's obviously not, but like cheating, us talking about our experience with it.
Yes.
We'll see you in the next podcast. This is Every Blonde Needs a Brunette. Bye. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.